outside, now what's the locha? Mi yamrina, do I say, kivan the yaila kota le mechitzasa, since you brought it inside, it was kota mechitzas, that it has to be brought now inside. And if you bring it outside, there'll be a psul chutz. Or yaitse, or dhimma, maybe no, kivan the hada hada. Since lamais, it started out to be a kedusha of a bamas yachid. So you're allowed to bring it outside, just you brought it inside. But maybe now that you take it outside, it's like it's always outside, there's no issa yaitse on it. So Mor says the Chura, Lav Haina, isn't this? Fluke to the Rabbi Rav Yosef. This is the Machlokes, Rabbi Rav Yosef. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. We'll finish off the Masechta on the other side. So wait till the tape ends, to the end. Wait till the end of this tape. And then turn over on the other side. We'll start to finish off the last daf. Kupchov. The last shayla was again, the bottom row was again, Boy Reb Zero. Ulas Bamis Yochid. We have a korban ulah that was set to be brought on a Bamis Yochid. Now on that kufchas, now on top, Sheikh Nisal Fnim, that they brought this Ulas Bamis into the Fnim, into the Kaidish. But I see in the Chus, and they brought it outside again. Ma, what's the locha? Me, I mean, do we say, Kivin the Ayla, since they brought it into the Bamis Gadayla, Samela Kota, Lam Chitzasa. It was Kota, the Mechitza, that now once it's brought inside the Bamis Gadayla, it has to be brought there. And if you take it outside now, there'll be a psul yotzei. I don't know, maybe no. Kivan the yad hodar. Since the mice at the beginning, this korban was supposed to be brought on a bamis yochid outside. And we're talking about now bizman huter habamis. So you have a right to bring it outside. So what happened? You brought it inside. So nechnami, if you bring it inside, you could bring it inside. But now that you take it outside, maybe it's suta to bring it outside. That's the shayla. So that's the lach, the psul yotzei and this and that. Tomorrow says, love, isn't this? Haina pluk to the Rabbi of Rabbi Yosef. Isn't this the machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef? Titzinan, the learned to come on, Nino that says, Kodshay Kedoshim, if you have a korban, Kodshay Kedoshim, Noinu Rechatis, Sheshoch Tom Bedorim, if you made the shkita in the wrong place, instead of making it on Sofer on the north side of the Yazara, you made it on the south side of the Yazara, Slochu the shkita is Tzulam, Noinu Mren, Rochu is Lamais, there's an Issa Mila on this korban, and the Kiddush is, that we do not stay considered like it died, that the Yisrael Mila goes off it, but now, since Lamais Hashkita was done to it, it's considered like a Shkita on a carbon, and therefore the Yisrael Mila does not go off it yet. It still has a Din Mila on it. Inshallah, how you go, it's over here, where the Gemalullah Yerdu, but Iboilu, we have a question like this. Yerdu, let's say this meat now goes off to Mizbeach, now Shiyalu, do you have a right to put it back on again, or not? On such Kodshi Kedoshim, that the Shkit was done Bedorim. So Rabbi Amar Layalu. Rabbi says no. Rabbi says you cannot put it up again. Now Rashi learns here, not the Shailu is Yodu, Marashi Yalu. Rashi says then, the Shailu is such a korban that you made the Shkit to Bedorim, if the Adin of Imolu, Yodu or not. Let's say now, by mistake, they put it on top of the Mizbeach. If the Adin of Yodu, you have to take it off the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Amar Layalu. Rabbi says you have no right to bring it up. And the tzad you brought it up, you have to take it down. Rabbi Yosef Amar Layalu. Rabbi Yosef says no, you'll have to leave it up there. And as a loch of Imolu Layedu. So Rashi explains according to Rabbi that the Shechita B'dorim is Siddur Kemat Kemat Dechan Kedami. Therefore it's not Siddur Fit to go under Mizbeach. Therefore there'll be a din Imolu Layedu. But according to Rabbi Yosef, the Maisa is called the Shechita was done on the korban inside the Azara, and therefore, even though it's a possible Shechita, but I'm all the Dimudi Layedu. So Moses says, now we're showing now Tiboyi the Rabbi, Tiboyi the Rabbi Yosef. You could ask our Shaila according to both of them, both according to Rabbi and both according to Rabbi Yosef. Tiboyi the Rabbi, could have a Shaila according to Rabbi, that he says that the Shechita is Dorim, is the Dimudi Imolu, Imolu is Yedu. The Hatzipsul is at Kamla Kamarabel of the Mizbeach. So only by the Mizbeach does he says that it's not fit to go up on the Mizbeach. Why? Because then the Svar is the Chosulay Mekadish. The Chosulay Mekadish, at the Mizbeach, what do we say in Molu Layerdu? Only something that's fit to the Mizbeach, like with Ashim Sukkim before. So therefore he holds a Shchitas Pedorim is not called fit at all, it's not Chosulay for the Mizbeach, and therefore the Din is in Molu is not Layerdu. But I tell you, Rav Mechitza, but over here, we have this Eilat from Abomis Yochid, and now you brought it inside the Pnim. You brought it on the Mizbeach HaKit, you brought it to the Bamigdala.
it could be after Gavdolei Chosilei, even though this korban now is not really fit for the Bama Gedolah. It was Huktash to be brought outside on the Bama Ketanah, but so what? Still maybe Kolta. Maybe once you bring it inside to the Bama Gedolah, the mice fits Kolta, it takes it. And therefore, once it was brought inside, you would now have to bring this korban inside now. And if you take it outside, maybe there would be a psul yotzei. So kids, you have no raya from Rabbah. You can ask the shal according to Rabbah. Even though the chur you see the mizbech is not mekadesh, something that's not fit for it. So maybe here also, this korban is fit for outside, not for inside. But it could be a difference. Only the mizbech is not mekadesh if it's not fit. But maybe the mechitza, maybe the mizbech gedolah, that is kolat, even though a korban was fit to be brought outside. But once you bring it inside, maybe it's kultus, we have the shayla. The Gemara says, I do maybe like this. Funeral of Rabbi Yosef, even according to Rabbi Yosef, that you see, this korban, even though the shechita was done in the wrong place. But once it's on the mizbech, we leave it there, so the sfer of the mizbech is kolat it. So you want to say maybe here also the mechitza should be kolat it. I tell you no. Funeral of Rabbi Yosef, maybe it's like this. Kamlo Rabbi Yosef, Hosom, Bechad Mokamu. And when does Rabbi Yosef say, only over there, where it's one place, Chad Mokam. Like a korban of the Shechita was done in the Yazor. You have this Kodesh Kodoshim, Kodesh Kodoshim, that you made the Shechita on the Dorim. But a korban is in the Yazor. So therefore, since it's in the Yazor, therefore it's Kodesh, that once it goes on the Mizbech, you can leave it there. I will also maybe over here, to train the Kodesh Menu, that they're two different places. Like here, it's two different places. In other words, you were first to makdish this oilas abomis yochid. You were makdish to bring it outside. And now they brought it inside to the mizbech. To the mizbech gedolah. So maybe it's not kolot. Since the chetchila was supposed to be brought outside, so even though you brought it inside, it's not kolot to mechitza. That maybe you have a right still to bring it outside. Maybe there would not be a psul yotzei. So, right, maybe here Rabbi Yosef did not say it. I do a maybe leshna. Maybe there's no difference between one makim and two makimis. So therefore, Teiko, and Ram, we have this suffix. So the first suffix, the good verba is, about Oilas Bomis Yochid, Sheikh Nisal Efnim, Vyatziyo Lachutz, Tzaka Teiko, it's a good shayla, whether there would be a psul yotzei on it or not. Now the Gemara says, Milsa Dipshita Leila Rabba, Bechad Gisa, something that was simple to Rabba on one way, or the Rabbi Yosef, Bechad Gisa, and to Rabbi Yosef, it was simple to him the other way. I tell you, Miboyle Rabbi Yanai. To Rabbi Yanai, he had this for doubt. To Rabbi Yanai, it was not so simple. What to do? Because the boy Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yanai asked a shayla like this. Evrei oilas bomis yochit. What's going to be if you have the pieces of meat from an oila that was supposed to be brought on the bomis yochit outside? You have these pieces of meat before you burnt it. Sholu lemizbeach. That you brought it now inside the bomis gedolah. You brought it inside the mizbeach. The Yordu, and then you took it off the Bama Gedolah. Now, what's the lacha? Do you have a right to bring it back up again or not? That was Rabbi Yanai's shayla. So, according, this is a similar shayla to before, that Lamaisa, it's Daimut or Kodesh Kodashim, that the Shechita was done B'dorim, and now you're putting it on top of the Mizbeach, so we say Yamalu, Yerdu or not. Here also, this Shechita was done Bachutz, in the Bamas Yochid. So, again, to the Bama Gedolah, it was in the wrong place. It was like the Shechita was done B'dorim. Say yes, it's for Shaila, all be the din, Imolu, yeah, do not. So the Mosul like this. Hey, Chadule Mosul Memor, Leiti Boiloch. That if the fire did not grab hold of it yet, Savad is no Shaila, will be a din of Yerdu. Kiti Boiloch, where's my Shaila? To Mosul Memor, if the ore got a hold of the meat already. So once the ore got a hold of it, now if it came down, are you even allowed to leave it there? My, what's the law kateku? And this Rabbi Yanai, blind by a suffix. So that's what the Gemara is saying now, even though Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef had a machlokes about this, whether you said Yerdu or not Yerdu, Rabbi Yanai had it for suffix. The case was Moshlem Bemor, he has it for suffix, would it be Yerdu or not Yerdu? So the Hindu Gemara says, teku, it's a good shayla. And the Gemara says, this is going with the case before, that since Moshuktesh we brought on the outside, and they started to burn it on the inside, that's like a shechita that was done b'dorim. What the lach of the meat will be a din amalu layerdu or not? Now the Gemara says it will learn like this: shechitas laila b'bamis yochid. What's going to be the lach of the make a shechita at night time on a private bama? aren't above the Gedolah, we know it's possible. Shechita has to be dafka by Yom, and not by Laila. What's going to be the Lachid, and then Shechita's Laila, but Vamas Yachid? So it's a Machlekes, Rav Shmuel. Chadom, Mekshere, Mechadom, Mepsula. One says it's kosher, one says it's possible. And become Mitzvagi, but the Rebbe Loza, the Yagun Rebbe Loza is Alacha. The Rebbe Loza, Rami Kroy Adodi. Because really Rebbe Loza, after Fastira, he has a theorem to Psukim. Like Siv 1 Pasuk says in Shmuel, that Vayoymer, Vagaratem, Golui, Eli, Hayoym, Edwin Gedela. Like you did terrible things, and now move from me a big stone today. Like Siv, another Pasuk says, Vayoymeshol, Putzibom, Vyamatem Lahem, that Hagishu Eli, come close to me, Ish Shoroi, Vish Shiehu. Ushacharatem Boze, Vyachaltem, Loisekutu Lashem, Lechol Eladom. And it says, Vyagishu Kolom Ish Shoroi, Vyodoi Halailo, Vyishchatusham, Vyo brought the Shodir, and they made a Shchita Balailo. So the first pasuk is mashma hayoyim. It says only a daytime. Mashma, you have to bring a bomis yochid. The shchita has to be the daytime. Then the second pasuk says mashma they did it. It says the other halayla v'yishka tusham. Mashma they made a shchita at nighttime. So see, you're allowed to make a shchita at nighttime. So of course, makleikas haradasha need these two psukim. So mar one answers meshani kan bechul and kan bekodeshim. The one that says that by Kodshim you're not allowed to do it at night time, learns Enechnami. The first pasuk of Hayoyim is Dafka by Kodshim. Kodshim, even by Boma, Yochid has to be Dafka B'yayim. That is the second pasuk says, they did it even at night time, that means by Chulin. Omar Mishani, one answer is no, Kan B'Kodshim Boma, Kedelo, Kan B'Kodshim Boma Ketana. The other one that says, no, you're allowed to bring the Shechitas of Balayla by Boma, Yochid learns Enechnami. The pasuk that says Balayla means even the shchitas, even the shchita kachim on a bomb is yochid. But that's what the pasuk says by yoyim. That's talking about a bomb gedolah. A bomb gedolah, echnami. That's what that has to be a shchita by yoyim. So kitzur, this machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is a totally hayadash in these pesukim. If no, we learn like this: oilas bomb is yochid. You have a korban oilah that was hooked to be brought on a bomb is yochid. So Rav says, ein tuna half shev nituach. You do not have to first skin the animal and cut it up. We have Yechel Nama, yes, two and a half shev in the Tuach. You have to skin it first and cut it up before you put it. But the Machlokes and the Bar Mitzvah by Korban Eilo, you need a half shev in the Tuach. The Gemara says, the Kamislaki, the Yagyu, the Rav Yosi Aglili. The Tanya learned like this. We have Yosi Aglili Yomer, that Oile, Sheikh Rivu, Yisrael by Midbar, or Korban Eilo, that Klai Yisrael brought in the Midbar, on their Bar Mitzvah, and two and a half shev in the Tuach. Not after the hefshev in the tuach. You do not need this inyan by the korban oilah to make fillet it first and then cut it up. Why? Saying hefshev in the tuach elam miyoyim ma'id v'yelach. It's only once you have the mishkan, when you have like the gedolah, the mishkan, then there was a mitzvah to use the hefshev to have a hefshev in the tuach. But before the mishkan, when the bam is yochid, our oilah did not need a hefshev in the tuach. So like this, masav one learns. This makos we have between Rav and Rav Yechanan, they both argue Rav Yosef Lili. It's like this. Masava, one holds like this. Once you add the Mishkan up, it doesn't make a difference whether you bring it on the Bomb Gedolah, you Korban Eilah, or whether you bring it on the Bomb Ketana. The locker is, you always have to have Hefshev and Nituach. That's the way Rav Yechanan would learn, that he learns that a bomb misyochid that's brought on a korban eilah that's brought on a bomb misyochid needs hefshev in the tuach, because from the ayin moed onwards you need it. Umasava Rav holds no, the bomb gedolim, you only have to have hefshev in the tuach on a korban that's brought like the mishkan on a bomb gedolah. But bomb katana loy, but any bomb katana from then onwards even still you do not need a hefshev in the tuach. Now the Gemara says Tanya Kavosid Rav Yechanan. I'll bring your proof to Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, you need a hefshev in the tuach, even on a bomber, bomber's yochid. It says like this, Dvorim shebein bomber gedolah bomber ketana. What are the things that are the difference
between the Bama Gedol and the Bama Katana. So it says we had before was the Keren, the Keves, the Yisayd, the Ribua. That the Bama Gedol, the Yen Keren, the Yisayd, the Keves, the Ribua, the Bama Katana. This is one set of differences. Then the Bama Gedol, you have to have a special Keren, the Keves, the plane going up, the Yisayd, the foundation, and Ribua has to be a perfect square. Now another differences are Kiyo Vekanoi, like the water fountain they used to wash their hands from and their feet first, the Bama Gedola, and the Bama Gedola used to have the Kiyo and Kano there for the Kano to wash their hands and feet. But the Yain Kiyo Vekanoi, the Bama Katano, by Bama Katano, like we had before, you do not have to have Richutz, you don't have Raglayim, therefore you do not have to have our Kano Vekino either by Bama Katano. Chazo Vishayk, that's that by Korban Shlomim. They gave the maton of the Chazor B'Shoyk to the Kohen, that was only by Bama Gedola, and the Bama Gedola used to give it to the Kohanim. But the Yain Chazor B'Shoyk by Bama Katana. But by Bama Katana, you did not have this maton, you did not have to give the Chazor B'Shoyk to the Kohen. It also means the same thing, Tznufa Lefnei Hashem, that says there, Tznufa Lefnei Hashem Ktivbu. So the Tznufa was only done on the Bama Gedola and not on the Bama Katana. Now, Devarim, it's a clearly here. Devarim, Sheshavsa, Bama Gedola, Bama Katana. What are the things that they're alike? A Bama Gedola and a Bama Katana both have alike. What are they? Shechita, that the Shechita, the both halacha, Shechita, Bama Gedola, Uktana. They both have the same halacha, Shechita, Bama Gedola, Bama Katana. Hefshe v'nituach, Gedola, Uktana. That there is a mitzvah that Hefshe v'nituach. Even on the oila that's brought on a bomas yochid, still you have to have a hefshet v'nituach. And also dam matir, that the zrikas adam, that's what's matir the boss of achila. And before zrikas also, it's shavah, even by bomba katana for this. Or mefago, dam matir mefago, pigdermo katana, both by bomba gedermo and bomba katana, the zrikas adam is what's matir the boss of achila. And therefore it could be mefago, it makes pigle also in the korban. Mumin uzman pigdolo ktano, that a baal mum, a behemoth that's a baal mum, whereas the zman, when is the zman tidit? Let's say a korban shlomen has 2 days and one night, is that shava? Zman, mumin uzman pigdolo ktano, the both shava, we don't find there's a difference. So kitzur, this bryce here is a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, that by bomis yochid, when you brought a korban oilo also, there was the mitzvah of heshet v'nituach. Now the Mishnah says, "Avonoiser v'yazman v'yatomei shavim b'zer b'zer." But the parsha of noiser of the zman when he eat the korbanis and the tomei cannot eat it, it shavim both by bama gedola and by bama katana. So the Gemara says, "Now Torah Rabbanu, look at a place like this. Minayin, how do we know? Lasa zman v'bama katana k'bama gedola. The same zman you have to eat the korbanis by bama gedola. The same zman applies to bama katana." Let's say a shlomim can eat only 2 days and one night, or a chatech can only do 1 day. How do you know this? So Amr Torah, the Torah says, lo yisarif, Amr Torah, lo yisarif. If you leave it overnight, it's turned tzreifa. This is in parentheses here. Some say Nagora said, we have it, lo yisarif, to tigul yisarif. A korban's pigul also has to burn. So ma pigul possible bama, af lon possible bama. That's one swear to say. And they both applied by a bama that there would be a psalina to leave it overnight a long time, you have to burn it. Whereas the guess is a klachaber zu, the what? Maybe not like that. To omra Torah lan yisarif, the yotzi yisarif. The Torah says you leave the meat overnight, it becomes noisom, you have to burn it. And there's also a psal of the yotzi. If you take it outside the yazora, you have to burn the meat. There's a psal yotzi. So the psal maybe say like this, ma yotzi kashim a bama. Just like you take it outside its place, in the Bama it's kosher, there's no din mechitzas by a Bama's yochid. Any place you take it, it's okay. So my yotzis, like the psul yotzis going outside the mechitzas. Kosher by Bama, by a Bama Katana. There are no mechitzas in any place it's kosher. So I tell you, aflan, kosher by Bama, hu adin by a Bama Katana. If you leave the meat overnight, there's no zman when you can eat it, there's no psulan, you can still eat it even later on. So how do we know to say, how's the Mishnah know to say, there's a psul noiser by a Bama's yochid? So Mora says, the Lav Kavachoymu isn't really a swirl like this, a Kavachoymu, a swirl like this. Lav Kavachoymu, my Yifis. As we have Kavachoymu from Yifis, from birds. Ma Yifis, Shein Amun Poistu B'hem. Just like by an Yif, there's no psul.